This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey gang, thanks for joining us on Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach. I'm here with Laura. Today we're talking about marriage retreats. We got a question from a listener who wanted to know how they work. What should you expect? What makes a good one versus a bad one? How do you take advantage of it? Is it really helpful for your relationship? Laura and I have lots of thoughts about that. And we have a special announcement that we want to share with you at the end of the podcast. So listen all the way through and we'll thank you in advance for your time. Cheers.
We're back.
Yeah, we've been gone for a little while.
Good to see your face.
Well, yeah. I mean, the podcast hasn't been gone, but we have. We haven't talked to each other in like 3 weeks.
I know. Maybe two.
We front-loaded all of our stuff.
We sure did.
Including that boring one. The boring one.
I know. I told you. I was like, hey, Zach, just so you know, our last episode was a little dry, a little boring. So for those of you who actually came back to listen to this episode, thank you so much, because I blame the boringness on Zach and not myself.
Cool. Yeah. That. Okay.
Yep.
That sounds fair.
All right. Yeah. So welcome back. How long were you gone on the Jersey Shore?
I went to Ocean City, New Jersey with my wife and kids and my parents, and we were there for a week. Rebecca grew up going there, so we took the kids for like a nostalgia trip, and it's a classic kind of boardwalk town, right? There's, you know, arcades and mini golf and cotton candy and pizza and seagulls and crazy town.
Which just reminded me, you have something very important that you're doing in the next couple of weeks. Can I call you, can I call you Fatty? Is that appropriate?
That is not appropriate.
Okay.
You know me, I'm all over the place with my health and my weight and whatnot. And so I told Rebecca that I was going to give her 15 pounds for her birthday.
I think that is like the most amazing present that you can give.
She's like, I don't want them. And I was like, you don't have to keep them.
That's awesome.
But but now that the kids are going back to school and life is settling down a little bit, I missed my triathlon and, so I'm ready just to kind of, take it. I don't know.
Let's all encourage Zach. Let's encourage you.
No, let's not do that. Let's not just leave me alone. Let me do my thing.
I think it is really, really cool. So you are starting off at a certain weight and you're going to drop below 200. That's the goal.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go. 199. That's great.
And then I'm going to start binging again.
No.
And sitting around on my couch and watching Netflix.
So I got this text message from Zach that basically said, okay, let's do the podcast tomorrow. I'm just going to have my last beer for a while. Then I'm going to go to bed. So you are done and you're going to be clean and cold turkey. That's very cool. I think that's a really fun gift.
No, it's not that. No, see, my problem is, and I think this is true. I think this is a problem. I tend to be sort of an all or nothing. Like I tend to either be like super healthy or super unhealthy. And I don't want to do either one of those things. I want to be like moderate in the middle, doing my thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not committing to like super duper cold turkey, but I'm just like eating breakfast, lunch and dinner, moderate and exercising. I changed my exercise routine. And
I'm a little skeptical just because the amount of time that you have to get this done, you have maybe 5-6 weeks to do it in.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can be moderate. I don't know if it can be a moderate change.
I'm magic. Mm-hmm. Made of magic.
Okay. So, that's great.
So all you have to do is cheer from the sidelines.
I will cheer you on. I'm going to send you motivational pictures of the future you.
Don't do that. I don't want those.
No, thank you. Oh, man. Well, for those of you whose kids are back in school, so I know that everybody in the North, sort of in Pacific Northwest, your kids go back to school next week And
we have another week. Yeah.
My kid went to school, and it was, if you are my friend on social media, you saw a zillion pictures, because I did what I never thought I would do, is be that annoying mom that takes like all of these posed stage photos of their kid. And I brought out all the props, and then I posed him, and his hair was just right. And I'm really glad I did it, because the pictures turned out super cute.
I always thought you would do that. I mean, I've known you since before you were pregnant, and I was like, she's gonna be that mom.
Oh, well, I didn't know if I was going to be that mom, but it turns out I am. And my kid even has bow ties that he wears to school, because I told him they made him handsome, and now he wants to be handsome every day. So I'm for sure that mom. I'm so ashamed.
That's hilarious.
All right. So here's what we're doing today, Zach. While we were gone, by the way, thank you so much for those of you who've been sending. We have received a lot of love mail, a lot of like fondness and admiration our way. And I appreciate those of you who don't appreciate the podcast staying away and not sending us emails. It's been really great not hearing from
you. Not telling us mean things.
Yeah.
And how many, we also had like a little mini survey about how much people love my dad jokes, and how are we doing on the survey?
Well, I will tell you that we have had a response from a male listener who is supportive of your dad right jokes. And I told him to leave me alone and stop emailing me.
So it's 1-0, basically. And I'm winning.
Yeah. So if I could get some supporters to say you can leave the dad jokes. Actually, you have a dad joke that made me laugh. So go ahead and share it, because I think everybody else needs
to hear it. Did you know that some alligators can grow up to 11 feet?
No, I didn't know that.
Most grow 4.
You know how long it took me? Because this is the second time I heard this. Just let that one settle in, guys. If you know, if it takes a while, you're not
4
alone.
4 feet, like that you walk on. Four that you have to like.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Anyway. Okay. So we did have a listener who emailed in, and she said, hey, you guys have been talking a lot about marriage retreats in the past, and I'm just really curious. I would like to go on a marriage retreat in the future, but she wants to know, like, what do I look for? Where do I even find these marriage retreats? There's a lot out there.
Did she say why she wanted to go on a marriage retreat? That's always interesting.
Yes. So she says, I'm looking for something to pull us back from disaster in our marriage. Sometimes therapy takes too long, and I understand, but maybe an intensive weekend would help put us in a place where we can start moving forward. A kickstart, a repair, get a little bit of progress, which I thought was really important, because the why is important, right? We talk about that a lot. Of why people are motivated to go to these marriage retreats. Yep. So we just wanted to share our own perspective. If you are thinking about going back, and I think that sort of when the kids go back to school, September-ish, and also New Year's are two sort of pivotal moments in time where people get an opportunity to do a reset, and they start thinking about where things have been lacking. And this is a really good time to think about resets. So let's talk about this reset and the notion of a marriage retreat and how it could help and what you should be looking for.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it was almost exactly a year ago that Rebecca and I went on one. I mean, I was thinking like we spent a weekend in, I guess it was early September of last year. So it'll be interesting for me to even reflect on that, because I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Well, okay, so first of all, I would say if you're thinking about a marriage retreat, number one is, what is your goal? What are you hoping? So this gal says she wants to pull her marriage back from disaster. And
how close is it to disaster?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But the other side is, I like to think of things in the positive notion of, rather than thinking about what you don't want. I mean, this is one of like our very first episodes, I think, was thinking about the barn. If you're looking at the barn, maybe you should tell that story.
Well, it's just this idea that you're going to see what you're looking for, right? So the quick and dirty story is that I was learning how to skydive, and in the field where we were landing, there was a big barn, and they were just overemphasizing, don't look at the barn, don't look at the barn, because if you look at the barn, you'll orient it to the barn and you'll hit it. Yeah. So
instead, rather than saying, you know, I want to go to this marriage retreat to pull myself out of disaster or our marriage out of disaster, I would say, well, what do you want your marriage to look like? What's the goal? What are you seeking for going into a marriage therapy? And there's a marriage retreat. There's a lot of different formats. You could do like a week-long retreat. You could do a weekend retreat. You could do sort of like a workshop that might meet for 4 weeks or 6 weeks for a couple of hours. But basically,
sometimes they're like immersive and residential, like where you go and you hang out for the whole weekend in a conference center or hotel. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like you drive back and forth to your house.
Yeah.
At the end, beginning and end of each day.
Yeah. And
so there's lots of different kinds.
There's a lot of different kinds. There's a lot of different price points. But oftentimes these marriage retreats will be focused on helping you to achieve something. And it might be that you are wanting to enhance your sex knowledge and intimacy. So it's really geared toward giving you information about sex and sexual intimacy. It might mean that you are trying to unplug and completely disconnect. And it's more of like a retreat getaway where the two of you are just spending a lot of time together. It might mean that it's going to give you some conflict management skills or communication skills. It might be all of them. So it's really when you're looking at what is it that you're hoping to accomplish in your relationship, and will this marriage retreat give you the tools or the skills to be able to accomplish that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think for me, none of that matters, I think, in this way. The retreat is not going to change your life. Right. It's not going to fix anything. It's just going to be a moment in time. It's going to be a marker in time where you set aside a moment to prioritize your relationship. Mm-hmm. And ideally, something happens where whatever your relationship was like before the retreat, you have a certain idea about, and then it's got to be something else after. The hardest part for me, particularly with clients who come in after they've taken one of John and Julie's retreats or one of the Gottman retreats, is mm-hmm. they'll say, yeah, we took this thing like 2 years ago, or we took it 3 years ago, or whatever.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
And I always go, where's your box?
What does that mean? Oh, your materials.
The box of materials that you got.
Okay.
All the resources that you got there.
And, yeah.
Where mm-hmm. is that? And they're like, oh, it's in the closet, or it's on a shelf collecting dust or something. And
yeah.
And I was just like, then the retreat was meaningless. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it doesn't change your behavior, or you don't leverage it as a way to change behavior, then it's not gonna be effective. Although I want to celebrate one couple who just came in a couple weeks ago. Same exact story. And I was like, where's your box? And they're like, it's next to our bed. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah, we each have a booklet next to our bed. And sometimes we have to go, let's get out our booklets. And we did it. And yeah. I'm like, okay, that retreat changed their life. But that wasn't about the retreat. That was about them. So I think it's not only why do you go, but who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to be when you go? Because mm-hmm. that's the more important question about whether or not a retreat is going to be helpful, in my mind anyway.
Okay, so I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to push back a little bit, because in the marriage retreats
not allowed.
Yep. That I put on, that we put on, there's a lot of skill building. And so you're in the moment, you're learning skills. And whenever couples walk away, it's not necessarily what you may have learned, but it's the feeling that you had while you were connecting with your partner. So imagine this, just think about this for a second. So even though you don't dive into your box set is underneath your bed. You never pull it out. It's gathering dust. 2 years from then, you hit a rough patch in your relationship and you think, oh, this is really hard. But you have this moment in time 2 years prior where you went to this marriage retreat and you have the knowledge that we can do hard things. We can talk about hard stuff. And we can overcome it. We can feel connected even when we're in the midst of pain and disconnection because we've already had this moment before.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that even if you don't remember a single skill that you learn at a marriage retreat, the feeling that you have of feeling connected and committed to the moment in time will sit with you. So, and you need to have that experience.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. $1 is like all. It. That's it.
Well, and of course, I'm filtering it through this thing that we went to last year. I mean, last year, Rebecca and I went on this retreat and when I was asked about like sort of what do I want to accomplish, I said exactly that. I said, I want there to be a distinct sort of before and after notion that, mm-hmm. that this was a moment in time for our marriage. And I think, you know, we had an amazing time. It was a really wonderful experience. We made new friends. We learned a lot. Mm-hmm. It was focused on sex and intimacy, which is always fun to work on. And then,
I agree. Yep.
And then, and then we got back into real life and we settled in. And I think I would say we're both probably a little bit disappointed about what we took away. Mm-hmm. But one of the couple things that were built into that were these kind of intentional follow-ups. And I think one of them is a year, which means I'm due. Yeah. I'm due to like circle back and go, hey, what is it that we're still working on and prioritizing? Because it's not the end, right? It's just the middle.
Yeah.
The retreat's not the end of your struggle, or
right.
it's not going to pull you back from the brink of disaster. It's just part of the ongoing work of yeah. staying connected and married or staying connected. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that a marriage retreat, because it's intensive and therapy can be drawn out over several weeks or months before you start to feel that connection, if you're dedicating a weekend to your relationship, you do have that kind of gigantic boot that kicks you in the ass and pushes mm-hmm. you forward. But then you have to have that game plan when you exit that marriage retreat of how do we keep this momentum going? Because inevitably mm-hmm. you will fall back into old patterns. It takes longer to create new habits than just a weekend. But
yeah.
you have this sense and feeling of we can do this together. We're committing to one another for the weekend. And you'll come out of it feeling closer and more connected, which is a really wonderful entry into more deeper work once you leave your marriage retreat. And
yeah.
depending on who you select to be your retreat leaders, they can guide you afterward. Does that make sense? If they're therapists,
yeah,
they can
this is possible.
Potentially
yeah.
take you on as a client after that, or they can refer you on. I just want to talk a little bit about something that happens all the time, which is one person really wants to work on the marriage and really mm-hmm. wants to dedicate that weekend. And it's almost like pulling teeth. Like it's the most difficult thing to get that person to that marriage retreat. What say you?
I've been to, 10 or 12 of John and Julie's retreats. They call it the Art and Science of Love. And
Please.
He starts every
yeah.
single one with this one joke. He goes, thank you for coming and for being here. And I understand that some of you are here voluntarily.
Yeah.
And the whole place
it.
Cracks up.
I know.
Like,
it's so great because everybody can identify that. Because it yeah. was like the fight in the car ride on the way to the retreat of like, I want to do this. And the other person, I just want to stay home and watch the game. Can't you just leave
Don't
me alone?
Don't ruin this for me.
Yeah. So inevitably, just know, I mean, couples can rarely agree on the same restaurant to go to or the same movie to go to. You're not going to agree or be in the same place as far as your motivation to go to a relationship retreat. And if you can both sit in the same seat side by side for 2 days in a row, fantastic. That's great. It's the good enough commitment to the marriage at that point.
Yeah.
Something else that I really wanted to talk about is what you put in. Sort of like any sort of sport or Zach, the next 6 week commitment that you have to dropping 15 pounds for Rebecca's birthday, what you put in is what
Thanks
you're going to get out.
Again.
You're welcome. I just want to remind you that you put a commitment out there.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't. You did.
I put it out there.
I gave it to you and you gave it to the whole world.
Well, I will say that at one point, if you go back to past episodes, I did say I was going to run a half marathon and that never happened and you never brought it up again. So
yeah, I know, because I'm not about shaming you. I'm about supporting you. You guys, when I sent Laura the text and I was like, hey, I know that you and Ryan are really working on nutrition and fitness and that's really, and I think I'm going to, like, I need to kind of turn my attention that way. I literally had to type, I would like your best non-snarky advice about how to do this.
I don't remember how I responded.
She was like, click, click, non-snarky.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Oh, I
what
am
were you saying?
Sassy.
Oh, what you put into it. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
You're talking about what we put into it. Go
That's
for
right.
It.
So what you put into the marriage retreat is what you will get out of it. And I have had many marriage retreats where you see the arms folded and just totally turned off to the experience. And I think that there's a couple of things that I want for people to go in with, and that's the curiosity and the openness. So just being curious about the process, curious about your partner, and openness in trying new things, and knowing that this is new for everybody in the room, and it's going to be uncomfortable for absolutely every single person. And if you can have the right mindset going into the retreat, I think you can get a lot out of it, just keeping that positive mindset.
I also, I mean, for me, it's kind of like, well, what if it stinks? Like, what if the retreat is bad, you know, and the presenter's bad and they're boring, or the content feels not relevant or something. I actually think that can be powerful, because if the two of you can sit there and be like, man, this guy is terrible. Right. We deserve so much better, you know, or, you know, and somehow bond through the, through what I've often called a common enemy.
Yeah.
Like, I think having a common enemy and that can draw you together. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, again, the quality of the retreat doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. What matters is who you are with one another as you do it.
Totally.
Which is not to say, I mean, I think there are some very bad retreats. I think there are some very good retreats. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying universally it doesn't matter. I'm saying if it's bad, it can still be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. Well, before we have a very exciting announcement, and this just happened to be very coincidental that we received this email that came from this gal asking about marriage retreats. And it just so happens that Zach and I nailed down a date where I plan to be in the same room with you for 2 days, Zach.
Oh, that's sweet.
It might be.
Not all of me, though. Only about 80% of me.
80% of you is coming because you put it's the 80-20 rule. Oh, because no, you're going to lose weight.
Right. I'm going to be like super skinny.
That's going to be so fabulous. Now
I know.
Now it'll be more of an equal partnership. So guys, we are doing our very first live event, and it will be a marriage retreat. It's happening in Seattle, Washington. Zach's actually going to go and tour our location. But it's only going to be for 100 people, meaning 50 couples. That's it, are going to be able to get into this marriage retreat. So we're super excited. It's going to be, drumroll, it's November 9th and 10th. That's a Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. and then Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. So if you have ever wanted to be in the same room with Zach and I for longer than 20 minutes.
Longer than the 20-minute car ride that you are probably currently doing.
Yeah, you can join us with 98 of your closest friends.
Yeah.
So we're really excited.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. So you can go to marriagetherapyradio.com. There will be a tab and you'll be able to recognize it, and you can sign up for our November marriage retreat. We're pretty excited about it. But as far as resources for other people, if you don't want to spend time with us, I totally understand. Zach, where would you send people, like, if they were researching, wanted to know where they could go to find
quality? I would send them to the Google.
The Google?
The Google, yeah.
The Google?
If you type in like marriage retreat and the name of your town, stuff's going to come up, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, the Gottman Institute is running events. Any certified Gottman trainer that may be in your area can lead a retreat. You might even ask them if they are willing to put something together for you. Mm-hmm. I think churches are a great, great resource. Churches tend to have this sort of marriage priority thing going on. So if that's your thing, you can do that.
I'm going to add another plug. I'm also going to be in California doing two other marriage retreats. In September and October. So if you're not in Washington, you can go to California, Costa Mesa and Fullerton.
Right on.
Yeah. Send me an email.
Yeah. Something is near you. Yeah. But again, it almost doesn't matter what it is. It matters who you are and what you intend to use it for. Is my bias anyway.
Okay. Awesome. Well, if you have any questions about marriage retreats, if you want to know more about our marriage retreat, you can send us an email, info@fourbetter.us. And then you can also register.
I think it's going to be a blast, and I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. And
I'm looking forward to seeing you, and you can register at marriagetherapyradio.com. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm going to plug our workshop one more time. So we have a marriage retreat. It's our very first live event. We're super excited to be many of you face to face and spend the weekend with you. It's happening in Seattle, Washington on November 9th and 10th. You can register for that by going to our website, marriagetherapyradio.com. You'll find a link to go to Ticket Taylor and buy your tickets. Registration is $287, and that is for the couple. And it even includes all of your workshop materials and will even feed you on Saturday afternoon, feed you a little bit of lunch and send you home happy. Also, if you just can't wait until November and you're still looking for an amazing marriage retreat, just a reminder that we have a promo code for you to register to go to the Gottman Institute's workshop. It's happening in September. So if you go to Gottman.com, you can register for the Art and Science of Love's September workshop. I believe it's on September 22nd and 23rd. And you receive 15% off when you put the promo code in, MTR, for Marriage Therapy Radio. So there's a couple of options for you. But thank you so much for all of the time and energy that you're putting toward making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.